Describe an interesting old person you met. Number one, do you think old people and young people can share interests? Yes, I definitely think that old people and young people can share interests. Obviously, there are a lot of differences between these age groups, but I don't think they're worlds away from each other. It's not too rare for them to enjoy the same kinds of things. For example, I think that both old and young people can be interested in nature. If an old person and a young person went for a walk in a park together, they would probably both have a great time. Two, what can old people teach young people? I suppose that old people can teach young people lots of life skills. For example, they can teach them how to manage their time in healthy ways. Old people have had lots of experience having to balance different responsibilities. They can share those techniques with young people. Besides, old people can teach young people more subjective things, like how to trust their gut and what kinds of things they should value in life. Again, those things come from years of making good choices, or at least figuring things out by making mistakes. 3. Is it easy for young people and old people to make friends with each other? I don't think it's always easy for young people and old people to make friends with each other. For one, they come from such different backgrounds. They don't always have shared interests. Sometimes they can be so different that it feels like they're speaking different languages. But I suppose that once they can get over their initial differences, they can find that they actually have a lot in common. I think both groups just have assumptions about each other that they have to let go first. 4. Are there benefits when one person is interested in another person? Why? Yeah, there can be benefits when one person is interested in another person. Curiosity about other people is healthy. It keeps people from being entirely self-involved. Being interested in another person means opening yourself up to learning something new. After all, everyone has unique experiences that they can share once you get to know them. Having another person's perspective can really enrich your life. So following that interest in person and getting to know them can be very rewarding. 5. Do you think people are more selfish or self-centered now than in the past? Yes, I do think that people are more selfish now than in the past. In the past, community was very important. People were much more reliant on each other than they are now. So it was necessary to care about other people. Depending on how to get them through difficult times was often the only way to push through. But nowadays, the economy of many countries is stronger than it was in the past. There are more opportunities for travel and movement. Community isn't as important, so people tend to care the most about themselves. I think it's a change for the worse, not the better. 6. What benefits can people get if they are self-centered? There are many benefits to being self-centered, but there are also disadvantages. The main benefit is that if you are self-centered, then you put yourself first and you take care of yourself. Many people put others first to their own detriment, so in that regard, selfish people are better off. Nonetheless, if you are too self-centered, people may not want to spend time with you because you might be a bad or uncaring friend. Overall, being somewhat selfish is a good thing, but being too selfish is a bad thing. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。